Marvel Comics. In the past several years, the superhero movie genre has taken off, offering moviegoers not just a way to get away from the real world for a few hours, but to travel to an entirely different galaxy. The rise of superhero popularity has benefited Marvel enormously, with two movies a year out since 2008, and three per year starting in 2017, including Thor, Captain America, and the Avengers franchises, as well as the TV show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter. If you have seen these movies, what did you think? Many have different opinions on Marvel's marketing and products, but the fact remains that Marvel's rich characterization and backstories of its heroes and villains give the company a lead over its rivals and provides a special bond with its fans. Since 1939, when it began as Timely Publications, Marvel has been in the superhero business. The business also quickly adapted to the times, leaving behind all-American good guys for the outsiders as the new heroes in the 1960s, starting with Fantastic Four. The heroes became more complex with related backgrounds. The same applies to the villains to a certain extent. And while the good versus evil storyline is still present in each movie, TV show, and video game, the weapons, ways of fighting, and technology reflect a style from the modern or future world. All of Marvel's franchises focus on saving the world and destroying evil. This could lead to audiences growing tired of the same plot after realizing that every movie will have a happy ending. But Marvel makes sure that each of its movies leave endings open for another future movie, and often introduces lesser-known characters who may end up getting their own series of movies. With decades of storylines, there is always a new storyline to develop. It is therefore not surprising that they have the confidence that their audience will not lose interest. Even with the endless options for plots and characters, one thing binds all these movies together. They all exist in the same Marvel universe. It makes total sense that each character could work together, since they all live in the same space. This does not only bring a sense of realism to the fantastic, but also allows crossovers from movies to TV. Agent Coulson, the lead character in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., was actually killed off in the first Avengers movie, but was such a popular character that he was resurrected for TV. Marvel superheroes are often referred to on the show. Additionally, Captain America's love, Peggy Carter, headlines the new TV show Agent Carter. As for the movies, Iron Man, Hulk, Captain America, and Thor all appear together in The Avengers and will do so again for the sequel. Conversely, Guardians of the Galaxy introduced a whole gang of characters together, and while there will be a sequel, it's yet to be seen if any individual character will get his or her own franchise. These franchises are another way Marvel carefully constructs its success, especially since Marvel only creates superhero movies and no other genre. Guardians of the Galaxy was widely believed to be Marvel's first bomb, with mostly unknown characters that include an alien tree and a talking raccoon. However, Guardians dominated the box office and was met with critical and commercial success. In fact, Marvel has yet to have a sequel make less money than the first movie. The company is quick to cut anything that drags it down. A second Hulk movie was sidelined, but the character was recast and appeared in The Avengers. Thor, The Dark World, did not hit theaters as quickly as Captain America, The Winter Soldier, since the first Thor movie did not do as well as Captain America. In fact, Marvel has done more with less across the board. DC Comics and Warner Brothers own Superman and Batman. Sony owns Spider-Man, and Fox owns X-Men, all characters with much better name recognition than any of Marvel's current options. Marvel has also made more superhero movies in less time than DC Comics, Warner Brothers. Marvel's emphasis on high-quality cinematography and storytelling, combined with the name recognition of Marvel, are enough to captivate audiences. Undoubtedly, Marvel is a powerhouse that keeps exceeding expectations. Seeing a Marvel movie or TV show is almost a guarantee of seeing another, thanks to their open endings and that the audience quickly become attached to the characters. More than the product, the business end is also a fascinating case of how a company that only puts out one genre of movie has managed to fly as high as its cape-wearing heroes.